Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Doug Lamoury is here with your Buckeye Talk headlines for the week of April 12th. It's spring game week, so make sure you're reading Cleveland.com/OSU every day as we preview Ohio State's spring game. Listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week, and a great time to try the text if you haven't so far. You'll get that spring game info. 14-day free trial means you can do it for the spring game and get out. 614-350-3315. Send a text there. We certainly would like to have you along on our text ride. For now, five headlines on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State football will hold its spring game on Saturday, April 17th. This is Doug Lamoury of Cleveland.com. The Buckeyes announcing 19,180 fans will be allowed in 103,000-seat Ohio Stadium due to the coronavirus pandemic and the distancing guidelines around that. Better than last year when the spring game was canceled. Ohio State's going to divide those up about 10,000 tickets for the Wexner Medical Center and individuals who worked on the front line of the pandemic, about 2,500 tickets to students, 4,500 tickets, general admission available to the public, and then the rest will go to families of players and coaches and that kind of thing. So, in the past, Ohio State's had 100,000 people there for the spring game, which is crazy. So this will be more like a spring game crowd for most programs, about 19,000 people. But again, people are going to be in Ohio Stadium for the game, distanced, wearing masks. Masks will be mandatory. But a year ago, there was no spring game, so this is progress. Make sure for all your spring game coverage, you're reading Cleveland.com/OSU. Ohio State football looking like it's going to lose a transfer. This is Doug Lamoury of Cleveland.com. Tackle Max Ray, a redshirt junior from Franklin, Tennessee, has put his name in the transfer portal. Ray last year started a game when the coronavirus hit the Ohio State offensive line, and Thayer Munford and Nicholas Petit-Frere were both out against Michigan State. Ray started at right tackle and played well in a 52-12 Ohio State victory, but the Buckeyes are really deep at offensive tackle right now. Both Thayer Munford and Nicholas Petit-Frere are back as the starters this year. Paris Johnson, a sophomore, is going to play guard this year, but he projects as a tackle. DeJuan Jones is in the tackle mix. Josh Fryer is the tackle mix. So the idea that a fourth-year player would transfer out of that tackle situation is not a surprise. Ray was a top 150 national recruit when he signed with the Buckeyes in the class of 2018. He was the number 9 overall tackle in the country. Again, good player, will find a home somewhere else. But Max Ray in the transfer portal for all your Ohio State football needs. Read Cleveland.com/OSU. Paris Johnson might be Ohio State's best tackle recruit since Orlando Pace, but he's going to play guard this year. This is Doug Lamoury of Cleveland.com. Johnson, a sophomore, expected to start probably at right guard for the Buckeyes in 2021. And offensive line coach Greg Studrawa said last week that he did give some consideration to having Johnson play tackle this year and having one of the veteran tackles who started last year, Thayer Munford, Nicholas Petit-Frere, one of them move inside to guard. But Studrawa said the main consideration was that with a young quarterback, the Buckeyes are going to start a quarterback in September who has never played a college game as a starter and has never thrown a pass in a game. He wanted to give them the veteran tackle. So the consideration went to the young quarterback more than the young guard. And Paris Johnson said last week that he did think when he looked at the depth chart for Ohio State that in his second year as a sophomore in 2021, he'd be starting at tackle. The big surprise here, Thayer Munford got an extra year of eligibility, as everybody did, since the pandemic year in 2020 did not count against any player's eligibility. Munford decided to come back for year 5 in 2021. That means there wasn't the spot that Paris Johnson expected, so he is going to play guard. He's okay with that. He's willing to do what the team thinks is best for him, and that's how the Buckeyes will proceed, and then look for Paris Johnson at tackle in 2022. Make sure you listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week for all kinds of insights on your favorite football team. I'm Doug Lamoury of Cleveland.com. Losing your black stripe, a rite of passage for Ohio State freshmen, and it's happening right now this spring. This is Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com, instituted by Urban Meyer. It's that black stripe on the helmet, on the silver helmet, and when you get that pulled off, it means you are fully a Buckeye now. You have shown yourself in practice and in meetings and in the weight room that you are ready for college football. It's not the end of the world who gets their black stripe off first, but it's also not nothing. So maybe it matters that the first three freshmen to lose their black stripes this season were receiver Marvin Harrison Jr., defensive end Jack Sawyer, and running back Travion Henderson. It's just something to keep an eye on. No surprise, really, about Henderson or Sawyer, who both should make an impact as a freshman. Henderson might start at running back, but Marvin Harrison Jr., son of Marvin Harrison, the NFL receiver, in a crowded receiver room, the fact that he was that early might matter a little bit. Doesn't mean he's going to play a huge role in 2021, but it makes him a guy to keep an eye on. For all your Ohio State football news, try the texts at 614-350-3315 for a 14-day free trial. The Ohio State quarterback battle is still in full swing and of great interest in the spring game on Saturday. This is Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com. CJ Stroud, Kyle McCord, Jack Miller still sharing reps this April. No indication from head coach Ryan Day at this point that anybody has pulled away. When reporters have watched practice, it seems like Stroud, the second-year player along with Jack Miller, Stroud, slightly higher rated than Miller, a little more experience, a little higher rating. He seems to be first among equals when they divide up the reps in terms of who maybe is going first in drills, but that's all we're going by so far. You can't get a good read on it. This is going to extend into August, but certainly, you know, not the end of the world, but how they look in the spring game on Saturday will matter in this competition to replace Justin Fields. Again, it's true freshman Kyle McCord, second-year players Jack Miller and CJ Stroud. Watch for that Saturday in Ohio Stadium and read all about it at cleveland.com/OSU and hear about it on the Buckeye Talk podcast 5 days a week. I'm Doug LaMaurice.